The walk to the parking lot with my mother and her friend seemed interminably long. "I didn't even really want to go to this," I said for the millionth time that day. "Yeah, but you're my moral support," my mom replied. Her friend had wanted her to go to the game incredibly bad, due to the fact that she wanted to keep an eye on her ninth grade son without being too clingy, so naturally, I was made to go along with them. It wouldn't have been so bad if there were people that I actually wanted to run around and act like an idiot with all night, but the thing was, my group of friends was sort of disbanded at the end of the last school year. Not on good terms, either. This sort of messed with my head quite a bit. My summer was spent trying to cope with the fact that I really only had two friends left in my life, and one of them was my boyfriend. Anyway, my mother and I parted ways as I slowly made my way to the other side of the parking lot to meet up with my boyfriend, Tom, who was doing traffic control at the time. "Hi," I greeted him, putting on a smile, but secretly feeling both terrified and excited for what the night would hold for me. "Hey," he replied. "Did I ever tell you how much I hate this?" The smile on his face was purposely extremely fake. I laughed. "Yeah, I know." Soon enough, the laughter of my best friend Ashley could be heard as she and her neighbor Shelby bolted across nearby traffic. The second she got to where we were standing, her mouth started going a mile a minute. "Oh my gosh," she started, clearly out of breath. "Where were you? We all went for pizza and the funniest thing happened." My stomach dropped as the taunting thought of my exclusion from the group entered my mind. "Hold on, what the heck are you talking about?" "Pizza Friday," she exclaimed. "I don't know what you're talking about." "Well, anyway, Luke was talking in this really funny accent the whole time, and this guy walked past and looked really offended. It was so funny." She continued talking and telling stories. More people were brought up. Only a few, really, but it started sounding like millions of people to me as I began panicking inside my head. I became more and more overwhelmed with the sinking feeling in my chest, and my chest had to have been collapsing in on itself. That's what it felt like, anyway. My heart was beating impossibly fast. It seemed that I was suffocating inside myself as I dared to ask the question that I knew I didn't want the answer to. Who all went? I crossed my arms over my chest and began rubbing my arms, something that I frequently did to try and calm myself down. I was surprised she couldn't tell that something was so wrong with me. "Rachel, Luke, me, Shelby, Carson, and Tom," she replied happily. "Oh." That was all I could really get out. The only two friends in my life hadn't even thought to invite me, or maybe they did and decided against it because they secretly hated me. It was becoming harder and harder to breathe. I had struggled with this feeling before when I became nervous or upset, but I never considered the possibility that what I was feeling was an anxiety attack. That bit of knowledge came to me later. Tom looked over at me as Shelby and Ashley continued talking and laughing to each other. He could tell that I was getting worked up and stopped what he was doing to come over and talk to me. "You okay?" he asked, looking very worried. I looked up at him and shifted around uncomfortably, saying nothing. I couldn't really get anything out, to be honest. I was trying very hard not to cry. Just then, Rachel and Luke approached our group. They completely ignored Tom and I and only talked to Carson, Ashley, and Shelby. It seemed like the entire world was spinning around me at a million miles an hour, and I was stuck trying to hold on to something. Anything. Within what seemed like an instant to me, Shelby, Ashley, Rachel, and Luke were heading over to the stadium without me, and Tom and Carson were being told to report to the ROTC group. I stood in the grass by myself, the sodden earth sinking slowly beneath my feet. I was trying my best to catch my breath, but it was proving unthinkably difficult. Soon, Tom had come back to me and put his jacket down on the wet grass for us to sit on. "What's wrong?" Tom asked me. Yet again, I couldn't answer him. Nobody was around at this point, other than us, so I let my tears fall finally as Tom wrapped a comforting arm around my shoulders. "Nobody wants me around," I sobbed. "That's not true at all," Tom replied. I shook my head, feeling defeated. We sat there until around halftime, him trying his best to comfort me. He explained to me that he and Carson would usually go and get pizza on Fridays before traffic control, just the two of them. But on this particular Friday, Carson had decided to randomly invite a bunch of people without telling Tom. He would have invited me if he had known, but by the time that he found out, it was already too late. Yes, it felt better knowing that he didn't purposely exclude me, but I was still wrapped up in the taunting thoughts that were going through my head. The rest of them hate you. They don't want you. You're incapable of having friends. In reality, I knew that none of this was true. It just couldn't be. When I got upset like this, though, it all sounded pretty possible to me. The rest of the night was spent standing around inside the gates, looking at everybody having a good time, and becoming more and more depressed. This was the night that changed everything for me. It was this incident that allowed me to finally admit that I needed to get help. My mom had been suggesting that I see a therapist since middle school. I struggled with some pretty severe depression back then. I never wanted to seem like some crazy who needed someone to help them cope with emotions. That didn't seem very appealing to me. This time, though, when my mom asked me if I wanted to see somebody to get some help, I agreed. I had given up this time. I couldn't go on like this anymore. It was 2 weeks later when I first met my therapist, Lori, and found out that this therapy was nothing like what television and movies had made it out to be. It was just like talking to a friend and updating them about what was going on in my life. I'd be lying if I said I felt completely comfortable with it. I don't exactly have the best social skills. I was still impressed with how well I did, though. She gave me some papers to fill out when I started feeling sad or anxiety-ridden to try and help me alter the way that I was thinking, to change my negative thoughts, not necessarily into positive ones, but to more rational ones. It worked pretty well, and I was starting to improve significantly by the time December was ending. No, I wasn't perfectly cured, but I was feeling much better than before. It was around that time that I saw Frozen in theaters with my recently made friend and Tom. I realized that everybody likes the movie so much due to multiple reasons, but honestly, this movie had made a huge difference in my life. Elsa's struggle to cope with her powers and her fearfulness of herself and other people reminded me of my affliction, so to say. It was hard for me to cope with my anxiety and just be comfortable in my own skin, especially when I was so scared of other people and what they would think of me. I remember breaking down crying after an anxiety attack on the last day of the year, and by the time I had calmed down, I had made a decision. The new year was going to be different. I was going to put every ounce of effort I had into making this so. It must sound pretty goofy, but I decided that Let It Go was going to be my theme for the next year. It reminded me that I didn't need to be scared of what other people thought of me, and that it was time to just stop thinking about all the times I've screwed up. That's what was killing me most of all this time. The fact that I couldn't forgive myself for looking awkward or stupid, when in actuality, I probably didn't look that way to other people as much as I thought I did. The new year rolled around, and as January pressed on, I was confident. I was happy, and I wasn't having anxiety attacks anymore. A giant weight was lifted from my shoulders. By the end of February, I wasn't going to see Lori anymore, which was sad because she was such an awesome person to talk to, but I was relieved that I knew that I had made it out of that time of helplessness. I told myself that my junior year was going to be different, and it was. It really, really was.